later afternoon break. Mr. Acosta Caballero remains on direct with the city.
All right. We will return to C's exhibit number 22.
Vamos a regresar con el medio de prueba número 22 de la ciudad.
Okay. And we are on page 632, just for the record.
Estamos en la página 632, simplemente para que funcione el registro.
Can you see this page, Mr. Acosta Caballero, or is it, should I make it bigger?
¿Puede ver esta página, señor Acosta Caballero, o quiere que la agrande?
Está bien.
That's fine.
Okay. If we just talked about, according to the timesheets, for this pay period, you worked a total of 157 hours.
Como habíamos hablado anteriormente respecto a las horas de cálculo del tiempo, usted trabajó un total de 157 horas.
In this section that denotes your pay, do you see anything in this particular section that denotes you were paid any overtime?
Y en la sección donde dice pago, lo que delinea toda esta información, ¿puede ver usted donde indica que le pagaron un tiempo extra?
No.
No.
Okay, and do you see the line indicating the bonus amount?
Sí, puede ver la línea donde indica la cantidad de bonus.
Sí.
Yes.
And what is that amount?
¿Qué cantidad es esa?
477. 477. And how many cents? 1.27.
Okay. And if we go to the summary section of your pay stub, do you see the amount that is indicated for the amount of taxes? ¿Puede ver dónde indica la cantidad de impuestos?
Sí.
Yes.
And does the amount of taxes that were taken out of your pay equal the same amount as the bonus?
Y la cantidad de impuestos que menciona aquí en la resumen de pagos, ¿es esta la misma cantidad que indica acá arriba de los bonos?
Objection. Sí. I should have been quicker. Assumes facts not in evidence, perhaps you rephrase it according to this document. The question was assumed that those taxes were taken out of his pay and looking for the facts in evidence.
I think it's clear from the document itself that this amount was taken out of the total.
If the document was finished.
So,
just one point of clarification. Mr. Acosta Caballero, do you speak English? All right, sorry, do you read English?
Señor Acosta Caballero, ¿puede leer inglés?
Yo casi no sé inglés.
I hardly know any English.
Okay, given that fact, Ms. Sylvester, if you could rephrase, that would be appreciated, so that it can be based on witness testimony and what he's seeing. Or understands.
Is the amount of taxes in this section equal to the amount of the bonus?
La cantidad indica los impuestos es la misma cantidad donde indica los bonos.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. The city is moving to admit city's exhibit number 22.
Marked as exhibit 24, is there any objection to exhibit 24 being admitted?
Yes, Your Honor, same objection as in the previous exhibit that were pay stubs which were not identified it as something we could recognize. Objection is not being received.
He actually did say that he received some pay stubs, and this looks like a pay stub, and this is his name. And the words Baja Concrete, so I believe that that's enough to authenticate these pay stubs.
Yes, this witness was a little closer, but I'm still going to rule the same way. He can't identify all of those. He can't read English. He doesn't necessarily know where they came from. He did recognize his own name. He recognized it as a pay stub. However, I will admit this as Exhibit 24, Hearing Examiner 24, with the for the purposes of admitting it, for the limited purpose of associated with witness testimony and preserving the objection as to authentication.
Okay.
And I should clarify my rulings on these. We now have, I have in my notes, Exhibit 14, 17, 18, 19, and 24 that have had the same objection. The testimony of these witnesses speak to fact evidence, what they see on it. To the degree that would go to authentication, I will allow that to be part of it. I just don't think it's getting to the point of, do these come from Baja? Are they issued from them? Where did they come from? So there's a bit more that I'm looking for. I'm not excluding this witness testimony as to this issue of authentication. I simply don't think it quite gets in the goal for what we're looking for authentication. So for future, when the city has indicated it will provide additional evidence, I'm not going to start testimony all over on what these are. They've been testified to, but only to a certain extent, toward the issue of authentication. Just for that party clarification. Back to you, Ms. Sylvester.
Can I just add,
yes.
Even though these have a base stamp from Baja at the bottom, the base stamp is from Baja, but we can get into that later.
Okay, yeah, part of the problem is that they're, yeah, same objection, same issue. I mean, if you have more on that, this witness did come closer. But he couldn't say this is, he didn't say this is my base up, which would be very different. At this point, if there's something as strong as an admittance of Baja that this is a base up, for example, you had the admissions, all of those things could go to it. I'm not seeing that yet here with regard to these.
Okay.
But I've been promised a city witness that says these came from, and that seems likely enough to me. I won't rule on that until it's before us and hear objections, but that's more along the lines what I'd be looking for authentication.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So, Mr. Acosta Caballero, I am now going to show you, well, let me ask you this first.
Señor José Caballero, ahora le voy a mostrar, pero permítame preguntarle algo primero.
Did you have to fill out any paperwork called a W-4 form?
Usted tuvo que completar un formulario llamado WD-4.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. So now I will show you. Was that in order to work with Baja Concrete?
Eso era para poder trabajar para Baja Concrete.
Sí, y me ayudó a llamarlo Roberto.
Yes, and Robert helped. Roberto helped me to complete it.
Okay. So now I'm going to show you what's been marked as City Exhibit Number 115.
Ahora le voy a mostrar lo que he marcado como elemento de prueba de la ciudad número 115.
Make it smaller. Can you see the document on your screen?
Sí, puede ver el documento en su pantalla.
Sí.
Yes.
And does this look like the W-4 that you filled out in order to work with Baja Concrete?
Este parece ser el W4 que completó para poder trabajar con Baja Concrete. Yes.
Now, in box number 5, do you see the number that's located there?
Sí, puede ver el número en el cuadro número 5.
Sí.
Yes.
Now, did you write that number?
Usted escribió ese número.
Roberto.
Roberto.
Okay. So I guess my question was, did you write it?
Pero mi pregunta fue si usted lo escribió.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. And where did you get that number from?
¿Y de dónde consiguió esa cifra, ese número?
Roberto me dijo que era necesario poner 8.
Roberto told me it was necessary to put 8.
Okay. So Roberto told you how to fill out this form.
Entonces Roberto le dijo cómo completar este formulario.
Exacto.
Exactly.
Okay. So the city would move to admit city's exhibit number 115.
Marked as exhibit 25. Is there any objection to exhibit 25 being admitted?
I'll object based on relevance. Again, there's no tax form that issue in this case, and there's certainly nothing in this appeal relating to tax form.
It's not being admitted for the purpose of the tax forms or his tax returns. It's being admitted for the purpose of his pay, and that it was affected by a document that Mr. Soto Contreras helped him fill out and told him that it's better if you write this number in this box.
Issues of pay and deductions from payment and pay stubs have been covered by the testimony of the witness, overruled. Exhibit 25 is admitted.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about paid sick time. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm having a hard time hearing you, Mr. Interpreter.
Okay, is this any better?
Yes.
It's much better, actually. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Caballero?
Señor Caballero.
So what would happen if you were sick?
¿Qué ocurría cuando estaba enfermo?
Si faltaba, no me pagaban.
I wouldn't get paid if I wasn't there.
Okay. So who would you tell if you were sick?
¿A quién le decía si estaba enfermo?
A Roberto y a Juan.
Roberto and Juan.
Okay. So, was there such a thing as paid sick time?
Le pagaban por ausencia debido a enfermedad.
No.
No.
Did you ever receive anything in writing about sick leave?
¿Usted en algún momento recibió algo por escrito con respecto a descanso debido a ausencia por enfermedad?
No.
No.
Okay. Did you ever see any posters that gave you information about your rights when it comes to sick leave?
¿En algún momento vio algún póster sobre sus derechos debido a ausencia por enfermedad?
No.
No.
Okay. Either in the apartment or in the work van or at the work site, did you see anything that gave you information about your rights when it comes to sick time?
¿Usted vio algo con respecto a pago
debido a ausencia por enfermedad, ya sea en el apartamento, en la furgoneta o en el lugar de trabajo?
No.
No.
Okay. Did you ever receive anything in writing about how many sick leave hours you had earned?
En algún momento recibió algo por escrito sobre el tiempo que acumuló para ausencia debido a enfermedad.
No, no.
Okay. And what about anything in writing about how many sick leave hours you have used? Did you get anything like that?
¿Recibió algo por escrito sobre las horas de compensación por ausencia por enfermedad?
No.
No.
Okay. During the entire time that you worked with Baja, did anyone ever provide any information about a sick leave policy? You're right.
En todo el tiempo que trabajó para Baja, ¿alguien le dio algo por escrito sobre su derecho para compensación por ausencia debido a enfermedad?
Or anything like that.
O algo no, parecido.
Don't remember.
Okay. So we'll go back to its, hearing examiner exhibit, it's now exhibit number 24.
Ahora vamos a ver el elemento de prueba del examinador número 24.
City's exhibit number 22.
Y es el elemento de prueba de la ciudad número 22. Segundo.
Try this again. Here we go. Okay. So, if we start from the first pay period, which with a pay date of September 13, 2019. Do you see this section that talks about sick, used and available?
Si comenzamos con el plazo de pago que comienza con el 13 de septiembre de 2019, si ve ahí donde indica con respecto a tiempo acumulado por ausencia y tiempo usado por ausencia.
¿En dónde dice el size?
Where?
Where it says sick and then used and available. Do you see this section?
La sección donde dice enfermo, usado y disponible. ¿Sí ve esta sección?
Sí, sí lo veo.
I do see it.
So, beginning on the pay date of September 13, 2019, how many hours does it have in the used section?
¿Cuántas horas tiene ahí en la sección de horas usadas para el plazo de 13 de septiembre de 2019?
Zero.
And what about in the available section right here?
Y la sección de disponibles aquí, cero. Zero.
All right. So for the next pay date of September 16, 2019, in that same section, what are the numbers for used first and then available?
Y en la misma sección de 16 de septiembre 2000 disponible, 2019, ¿qué es lo que indica para disponible y usado?
Cero y cero.
Zero and zero.
And so if I scroll through up to the pay date of April 10, 2020, let me know if you see numbers different than 0-0 for both of these.
Entonces, si subo hasta la fecha de 10 de abril de 2020, dígame si ve algo diferente que 0-0.
So for the next pay date, do you see different numbers?
Entonces, para el siguiente, plazo de pago, ¿ve números diferentes?
No.
No.
And the next pay date, are the numbers still 0-0 for both?
Y la, para el siguiente plazo de pago, las cifras siguen siendo 0-0 para ambos.
Sí.
Yes.
And the next pay date, is it still 0-0?
Y el siguiente plazo de pago sigue siendo 0-0.
Correcto.
Yes.
How about the next one?
Y el siguiente?
0-0.
0-0.
Okay, and the next one?
Y el siguiente?
0-0.
0-0.
Okay, the next payday, and we're up, for the record, we're up to December
6, 2019. Y el siguiente salón de pago, y ya estamos el 6 de diciembre 2019 para ACTA.
Is it still 0-0 in this
sigue siendo 0-0 en esta sección.
Correcto, sigue siendo 0-0.
That's right, 0-0.
And for the next one, is it still 0-0?
Y para el siguiente sigue siendo 0-0.
Correcto.
Yes.
Okay, and the next one, which is the pay date of January 3rd, 2020, is it still
0-0? Y el siguiente, que es plazo de pago 3 de enero 2020, sigue siendo 0-0.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. And the next one, is it the same?
Y el siguiente es el mismo. Es lo mismo. Yes.
Okay. What about the next one?
Y el siguiente?
Es 0-0.
0-0.
Okay, we're up to February 14, 2020. Is it the same still?
Ya estamos 14 de febrero 2020. Sigue siendo 0-0.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, what about the next one?
Y el siguiente?
También 0-0.
The same, 0-0.
Okay. And March
13,
2020, is it still
0-0? El 13 de marzo 2020 sigue siendo 0-0.
Correcto.
Yes.
For the next one, March
27,
2020,
is it still 0-0? Y para el siguiente, 27 de marzo 2020, sigue siendo 0-0.
Sigue siendo 0-0.
Still 0-0.
And then on April 10th, 2020, do you notice a number in the available sick hours row? Do you see anything there?
Y en el siguiente de 10 de abril 2020, ¿sí ve algo en la sección disponible ahí?
Sí.
Yes.
And what does it indicate in the available sick time? What does it indicate there?
¿Cuál es la cifra en la sección de horas disponibles por ausencia de enfermedad?
14.15.
Okay, so by April 10th, 2020, how long had you been working for Baja Country?
Para el 10 de abril 2020, ¿cuánto tiempo ya había estado trabajando para Baja?
Aproximadamente 8 meses.
Approximately 8 months.
Okay. And did you know you had 14 hours of sick leave available to you?
Sabía que tenía 14 horas de descanso por enfermedad disponible para usted.
No.
No.
Okay. Now, if we look at this number, if you just look in this available column for the next few paychecks, can you tell me if this number ever changes?
¿Me puede decir si esta cifra cambia para los siguientes talones de pago?
So for the next pay date of April 24, is it still the same 14.15?
Entonces para el próximo abril 24 es todavía 14.15.
Es igual a 14.15.
It's the same 14.15.
For the next pay date of May 8th, is it the same?
Para el próximo ciclo, ¿es aún lo mismo?
Sí.
Yes.
And then on May 22nd, is it the same number?
Y el 22 de mayo, ¿aún es el mismo número?
Así es.
That is correct.
And then for the next pay date of June 5th, 2020, is it the same number?
Y para el próximo ciclo del 5 de julio, ¿aún es el mismo número?
Así es.
That is correct.
Okay. So the number never changed from April 10, 2020 to June 5, 2020?
Entonces el número nunca cambió de abril 10 de 2020 a junio 5 de 2020?
No.
No.
Okay. One moment, let me stop sharing.
Un momento, permítame.
Those are all the questions I have for you, but the other attorneys will be asking the questions now. Thank you.
Son todas esas preguntas que tengo para usted, pero quizás los demás abogados tengan preguntas. Gracias.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And I did not get a chance to check ahead on your all witness list. Who is, does anyone else have this witness on direct?
No.
All right, we'll go to cross then by Bob.
Good afternoon, Mr. Costa Caballero. My name is Alex Larkin. I'm one of the lawyers for Baja Concrete USA.
Buenas tardes, señor Costa Caballero. Mi nombre es Alex Larkin. Represento a Baja Concrete USA.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Documents that
we've
shown before.
We have a solid document that we have shown anteriormente.
This is hearing examiner, exhibit 12.
What is it? Que es el que se ha marcado como el programa número 12 de examinador.
Exhibit number 35.
Give me
a moment.
On
the same page we were on
before. No sé si puedo hacer, no sé si puedo.
Seriously.
Okay, do you see this document? ¿Puede ver ese documento?
Sí, claro.
Yes, I can.
And again, just to refresh, that is your name.
Nuevamente, solamente como resto de memoria, ¿esto es su nombre?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. Just also I want to ask, is this a signature at the top of the page?
También quería preguntarle, ¿esta es su firma lo que está en la parte superior de la página?
No.
No.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
No lo sé.
I don't know.
Well, you're sure
can I just clarify? It sounded to me like you said it is your signature, so.
Okay, let me ask.
Just clarifying.
Thank you, let me correct my question. Is that somebody's signature at the top of the page?
¿Es esta la firma de alguien lo que está aquí en la parte superior de la página?
No lo sé.
I don't know.
Okay. So you don't know whether somebody had to review these and approve them? Timesheets?
Entonces, usted no sabe si alguien tenía que revisar estos y aprobar estas hojas de cálculo?
No.
No.
No, you don't know. Or no, there was no approval.
Cuando dice no, se refiere a que no sabe o que no había nadie aprobándolas.
No lo sé.
I don't know.
I'm going to share another exhibit which has been marked as hearing examiner. Exhibit 23.
Voy a mostrar otro medio de prueba que ha sido marcado como número 23 de examinador.
¿Puede ver este documento?
Sí.
Yes.
And we looked at this earlier today, right? This is a time card?
Sí, recuerda este que lo habíamos visto anteriormente, ¿verdad? Es una ficha de tiempo. Yes.
And that's your name on there, so this was your time card, correct?
Y este tiene su nombre, entonces esa era su ficha, ¿correcto?
Correcto.
Correct.
And again, where were these time cards?
Y nuevamente, ¿dónde se guardaban estas fichas?
Estaban en la oficina de Newway.
They were in Newway's office.
Okay. Donde marcaban la entrada y salida, a la hora de llegada y de salida.
By the clock, where we would punch in and out.
So by the time clock.
Entonces por el reloj de las horas.
Oh,
okay. So again, this is what that book is. This is a 7-page document.
Este es un documento de 7 páginas.
So the first time card we see here at the bottom, do you know if that's someone's signature or initials at the bottom?
Entonces en la primera ficha que vemos aquí de las horas, tiene esta hoja, ¿sabe usted si es ya sea las iniciales o la firma de alguien?
No.
No.
Again, are you saying it's not a signature or you don't know whether it's a signature?
Nuevamente, dice no sabe o no es la firma de alguien.
No lo sé.
I don't know.
Going down. How about on this page, which is the date stamp? Newway 2901. Do these look like signatures of some kind on the bottom of that page?
Puede ver la página, en esta página puede ver la firma de alguien o las funciones de alguien.
Solo veo unas rayas, no sé qué significan.
I only see some lines, I don't know what they mean.
Okay. When you were hired, you believe you were hired to work for Baja, who told you that you would be paying the $18 per hour?
Cuando contrataron, parece que lo contrataron por Baja. ¿Quién le dijo que le iban a pagar $18 por hora?
Roberto.
Roberto.
And at that time, what was your understanding of who did Roberto work for?
Y en ese tiempo, ¿qué tiene usted entendido de... ¿Tiene usted entendido de quién, para quién estaba trabajando Roberto?
Yo tenía entendido que Roberto trabajaba para Baja Country.
My understanding was that Roberto was working for Baja Country.
Did you ever see any employment agreement or anything in writing that showed that Roberto was working for Baja Country?
¿Alguna vez vio algo por escrito, algún acuerdo laboral donde indicara que Roberto trabajaba para Baja Country?
No.
No.
So you don't really know for sure whether he worked for Baja Country, correct?
Entonces usted realmente no estaba seguro si él trabajaba para Baja Country, correcto?
Él me contrató para Baja Country.
He hired me for Baja Country.
We're asked some questions about deductions from your pay to cover rent.
Le hicieron preguntas con respecto a deducciones que le sacaban para cubrir la renta.
You said they told me they would deduct it.
Y te dijo, dijeron que lo dedujeron.
Did you raise any issue or did you object to them deducting your rent?
¿Usted presentó alguna queja o estaba en contra, decir saber que estaba en contra de que le dedujeran de ahí lo de la renta?
No.
No.
So you were okay with
it? Entonces, ¿usted estaba de acuerdo?
No me quedaba de otra.
Have no other choice.
So separately from the rent deduction, did you also pay rent yourself to the apartment?
Entonces, aparte de la deducción que le hacen de la renta, aparte de eso, ¿usted también pagaba renta por todo el apartamento?
Primero él me hacía la deducción de la renta, Roberto. Después él cambió el apartamento a mi nombre. Yo pagaba la renta del apartamento.
At the beginning, he would make the deduction, Roberto did. And then later on, he switched the apartment under my name. And I was paying the rent.
So after he switched it, so the apartment was under your name, you were paying rent directly to some apartment owner or apartment manager, correct?
Entonces, después de que se cambió a su nombre, usted comenzó a pagarle la renta al dueño o quizás al manager de los apartamentos, ¿correcto?
Correcto.
Correct.
Pay period
said it was every 15 days. For every pay period that you worked at the Denny Waste site, did you get paid?
Para todos los ciclos de pago, 15 días parece que dijo que era lo que abarcaban los ciclos de pago. Durante estos periodos que trabajó para Denny Waste, cuando estuvo trabajando en Denny Waste, ¿le pagaron todos esos periodos?
Sí.
Yes.
During the period of time that he worked at the Denny Way location, did Baja Concrete have an office at that location?
Durante el periodo de tiempo que trabajó en el lugar de Denny Way, Baja Concrete tenía una oficina en esa ubicación?
No.
No.
And during that same period of time, did Baja Concrete have a desk at the work site, Denny Way?
Y durante ese mismo periodo de tiempo, Baja alguna vez tuvo un escritorio ahí en la ubicación de Denny Way?
No.
No.
And during that same period of time, did Baja Concrete have any equipment or tools at the Denny Way work site?
Y durante ese mismo periodo de tiempo, Baja Concrete tenía algún tipo de equipo o herramientas en ese lugar de trabajo?
Sí.
Yes.
And what type of types of equipment and tools did Baja have at that location?
¿Qué tipo de herramientas y equipo tenía Baja en esa ubicación?
Tenía las herramientas que usaban los trabajadores de Baja, algunos, no todos.
They had the tools used by the Baja workers, some of them, not all.
Como máscaras, escaleras, herramientas de trabajo.
Such as masks, ladders, and just working tools.
All right, let's conclude there for today.
Vamos a concluir aquí por el día de hoy.
Mr. Acosta Caballero, please return tomorrow, Wednesday.
Mr. Acosta Caballero, regrese por favor mañana, miércoles.
June 21st at 9 a.m. to complete your witness questioning.
El 21 de julio a las 9 de la mañana para completar su cuestionamiento.
Is there any other witness communication needed before we conclude with the interpreters?
No, we already canceled the other witness we had lined up for today, so we'll just inform him of the time tomorrow.
Okay. With that, Mr. Caballero, Acosta Caballero, you're dismissed for the day, as well as the interpreters.
Bueno, señor Acosta Caballero, por el momento queda liberado y al igual que los intérpretes.
Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Rojas.
You're very welcome, Your Honor. Thank you.
Mr. Larkin, you had a question?
Thank you.
Have a nice afternoon.
Thank you. Mr. Larkin, earlier you had a question about scheduling.
Yeah, so this morning, Ms. Sylvester mentioned, I think she mentioned, if I heard correctly, calling Claudia Penanuri, I think.
I did, but I don't know if that's going to work, because we'll have to finish Mr. Acosta Caballero, and then we have Mr. It's Patricio, what's his last name? Borquez, and then Mr. Jose Parra.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to get to her. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. I was just going to say that a couple things. One is, yeah, we had talked about taking Ms. Penanuri out of the order. But that was when we thought the whole hearing was going to take 6 days. So it would have been like a day or two out of order. now we're looking at like months out of order. It's kind
yeah.
of unworkable, I think. And also the city, you didn't list Claudia Pettinari on your final witness list, so I don't know if you...
No, I was just working with to try to work around the interpreters. That was the only purpose of calling her out of order so that we could finish all the witnesses that would need interpreters.
And we'll be happy to arrange for an interpreter out in August when Claudia Pettinari does testify.
Well, the Office of Examiner arranges the interpreters, so if you could still have her available, if she's necessary tomorrow, we need to try to get through the interpreter as much as possible. It seems unlikely, but...
right.
I'll let her know, and just so everyone knows, she's, as far as I know, on the East Coast, so there's a three-hour time.
Okay. Well, we've got, we've got our full day tomorrow. We have three witnesses. Really two witnesses. We seem to be very
right.
close with Mr. Acosta Caballero. So, but at our regular pace, we've gone with the other witnesses. They will likely take the full day. If we get to a point where she would start and only have half an hour or what have you, we can end early if that's the case. But if we can get at least an hour or more in, I'd rather get started with her since we have the interpreters paid for already rather than incurring an additional cost later.
I ask one more question.
Okay. Please.
As you mentioned, tomorrow we'll finish with the current witness.
Correct.
Patricio
Lopez. Yes.
Jose Parras.
Correct.
And you had listed Luis Andre Arriagada. Is he going to testify?
He is doubtful. If somehow we managed to get him for tomorrow, that will be added, but we haven't been able to secure his presence.
And remind me, Ms. Sylvester, if we do conclude with those, other than Ms. Pennera, are there others that would need an interpreter?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Antonio Machado would need one. I don't believe he had one for his deposition.
I heard no. I asked that I asked that last week, and the response was no. So I'm still operating on that.
That would be it.
Oh, no.
Okay. We can address it tomorrow. We'll find out where we are with our witnesses. The one witness that the city hasn't coordinated with, if we do get to the point where they want to try that again in August and we still need an interpreter coming from Ms. Pettinari in August, then I won't foreclose that opportunity for them because they said they couldn't today because we've got an interpreter coming anyway in August, if necessary. Anything else we need to address?
You know, I guess I just reiterate that Ms. Pettinari is my witness, I believe, is Newey's witness. I think that ultimately Ms. Wolf and I should be the ones to decide whether to call her tomorrow if she comes there tomorrow.
All right. We'll balance that with the desire of the hearing examiner to use time for the interpreter. It's not the city that just, if the city's done the courtesy of paying attention to that for the examiner, but I'm backing her up in that, as it were. So it's not city calling, but yes, you would call her, but please be ready with that, just because it was indicated at the beginning we would call her out of order for purposes of the interpreter, and that's what we're planning on. But do know I'm not going to cut our nose off to spite our face with 20 minutes, half an hour, or something like that with a witness. But if we can get in there for an hour, I'd like to use that time wisely if we can.
Understood. Thank you, Doc.
Anything else we need to address?
That's it for the city.
All right, then. Thank you all. I'll see you in the morning, 9 a.m.
Okay. Thank you.